Please welcome Jane Nichols.
So it was the summer of 1984 on a balmy night like tonight, and a man next to me was dressed all in black, with a cap on his head in black, and a flashlight in his hand. And he said to me, "Are you ready?" I go, "Yeah, let's do this." And we started to walk on cobblestone, rocky little pathways under tree branches. I'm barefoot. He's got worker shoes on. And we get into place. It's still dark, just a little flashlight glow. And he buckles a buckle into the back of my clothing. And I'm in a big box. And I'm terrified, but I kind of know what's coming. I'm excited. It's okay. So out in the distance, I can hear this fabulous, silky voice. He is truly Tony the Tiger and the voice of the Haunted Mansion. And his name is Thurl Ravenscroft, the most beautiful name in the whole wide world. Thurl Ravenscroft is saying his monologue on this night that's wafting through this amphitheater. Blah, 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 and I'm standing there, blah, 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 blah. Okay, okay. I'm like this. I don't know, 1984, I can't remember, I'm this. And I hear him saying his thing, and the guy, my partner in black has a partner. They've disappeared. They're on the sides of the box, pushing the box. Under a waterfall, and I hear the murmuring of him talking out there, Thurl. And I hear Shiva, boom. The doors open, the spotlight hits me, and I have to stand perfectly still for 90 seconds. I can see thousands of faces in this amphitheater, the Irvine Bowl in Laguna Beach, where I am in the Pageant of the Masters. And if you have not seen it, you really should. It's fantastic. We are life statues, life art, the Last Supper. I was a Javanese statue. My about face is stippled with gray and white and black and ochre paint. My clothes are muslin and paint. My hands and feet are painted, and I'm wearing a headdress. And so it was the perfect part. I didn't have to say anything, learn anything, be anything, do anything. I had a wardrobe fitting. I had makeup, headdresses, all this stuff as just somebody off the street because I was tall and I got that part. So anyway, that's done. I hear Shiva. I do my thing. People sometimes will blink or sneeze or whatever. You're really supposed to stay still. The doors close. I'm pulled into my spot. That was exciting. Yay, I did it. I'm going to do it every day for a week. Now we have a double cast because that's a lot of a commitment for volunteers to do for the summer. So someone will play me the next week and, you know, vice versa. Well, I get a call the next day. The woman that's the director of the Pageant of the Masters said, "Would you like, we have a missing part, would you like to be Siddhartha?" I'm like, wow, I went from Shiva to Siddhartha, I've been promoted. And she said, "She's on the top of the roof, top of the roof." I'm not behind a box on the hill, I'm on the top of the roof. Oh my God, that'd be great. She said, "Well, meet me at 4 o'clock at the theater and I'll show you where you go." No problem. It's broad daylight when I meet her. We go out the back door, we climb up the fire ladder, we go out on the roof, we go out to the front part, it goes like that, whatever. She shows me where I'm going to be, and I look down, you know, it's daylight, looks beautiful, fine, no problem. Okay, I got this. I'm going to be Siddhartha that night. So I'm back in the paint thing, you know, the headdress thing and all that stuff, and now I have to meet the same guy with the flashlight, dressed in black, ski cap. But now I'm not going that way to the waterfall. I'm going this way in the dark. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It was going to be in the dark. Going around, up the fire escape, I'm doing this while the show is going on down there. I'm kind of like before the halftime break or the intermission or whatever. So he's got to keep his flashlight kind of low. I'm going to creep up onto the roof and get up there. And then there's this big box thing, but this time it's not closed. It's just an open thing with a little ledge. And he said, okay, get up on there. And he buckled me back in with the buckle. Okay, I got the big headdress on. Okay, that's good. Now, what, you know, what I do with my hands, like the other would be really easy, like Shiva. He hands me a big piece of wood here. It's like a staff or whatever. Okay, well, that's kind of hard. And another one over here. Really? Okay, I got a headdress and two staffy things in my hand. Okay, and you know, what if I drop them? What am I? I'm doing okay. Then I hear blah, 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 and Thurl Ravenscroft comes again, Siddhartha. And the spotlight hits me in the face. Well, I'm not under a waterfall, and I'm not protected on a hill. I'm on the gosh dang top of the whole theater, and it's boom, hits me in the face, and I can't see a thing. It's completely, I'm getting vertigo, I'm blinded, and I'm holding this stuff, and there's a buckle holding me up. And so I look down, this is two stories, and then the orchestra pit, even lower, and I can see the head of the conductor, shiny and bald, right there, and that's my little thing to look at. And you're not supposed to move. So I thought, God, if I faint, I will drop a headdress and two staffs and hang like a rag doll from the roof of this place that's a famous theater thingy. That would be so humiliating. I can't fall. I can't drop anything. I can't move. And I get this brilliant idea, and I swear to God, if anybody was there in 1984 and they could hear this, I'm really sorry, but he's doing his monologue and talking, and I start to hum. Like a foghorn. I did it the entire 60 seconds, 90 seconds that I was up there. And then the lights go dark and they pull me in and I'm shaking. And the guy takes this out of my hand, the guy's here, and they unbuckle me and I'm shaking. I sit down and I'm like all messed up. And they have to take me down there and go down the stairs and all that stuff. And so when I got the call the next day and they said, you know, we need another Siddhartha. Do you want to do it again? And I waited about half a second and went, no. I did not know I had the fear of heights. To this day, I have a fear of heights and I will never be on a rooftop or anything like that again, but that's my spiel. You're fun. I've never done anything like this. And go see the Pageant of the Masters in Laguna Beach.